Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, we're doing our top 5 things that we cannot live without. Doug, since you this list came so easy to you, we'll start with you first.
The first thing, let's see, I'm actually rearranging my list right now. The first thing on my list of things I could not live without would be the internet. That's not necessarily a physical thing, but like, if it went down, like I think society as a whole would crumble. It's become so intricate into our lives. Oh, yeah. But also, I mean, like, dude, I live on the internet. Like, that's where I exist nearly all the time. Whether it be, social media, Discord, you know, whatever. Even just games. Games, you know, just everything I do is pretty much online. So
I called an audible and I stole that, and now that's my number 5 because I didn't even think about that. And I was like, yep, that's true. That's 100%. I did have water bottle as my number 5, which some would say is real boring, but I think the internet definitely is. Yeah, I 100% agree. I couldn't function without that shit.
Yep.
I wake up in the morning, I get on my phone, I get on my computer, everything is connected to it. Yeah, 100%. Kev, what's your number 5?
Well, that is amazing. I should add it to the list, but I'm going to hold steady with my actual number 5, and that's a razor shaver. Hairy dude like me.
Hold on. Can you please go a little further? Are we talking about your Manscaped shaver or your face shaver?
Yes, because it's the same thing.
Ew. Wait, what?
What?
Do you use the same one? You shave your chin with the same one that you shave your balls?
I don't shave my chin. I don't have a manscaper, no. I use a different razor for that.
Okay, so you have two separate razors.
Yes. Thank God. I'm not a savage.
My God, I was about to be like, stop it, you.
Yeah, I'm not that. I've got three different trimmers. I've got one for my bald ass head because I got one of those, like, they call it skull shavers, where you just kind of rub it on your head and it just kind of rubs away your hair. I've got one of those, and then I've got your regular trimmer, which I use for trimming reasons, and then I've got my razor. You know, so I need those because I need to maintain this beautiful beard, but also I can't stand. I can't stand hair near my mouth. So that's why I never have like a mustache or anything like that. I haven't had one since like high school, I think. And like it's just like, so one. I need a razor or something like that, man. It just drives me nuts.
I'd like to see you grow one in.
It's not pretty. I mean, I had a handlebar mustache at one point, but it looked dumb. I had a goatee all throughout high school because I was just a hairy kid. So yeah,
I'm just a hairy kid now, baby.
Basically, it sucked for dating in high school because everyone's like, all the girls' parents are like, "Is this your first senior year, or
are you working on round 5?"
Yeah, no shit.
Are you the
parents, didn't get it this year?
Are you the parents' father that's picking up the daughter?
No shit.
Oh man. Okay. All right, number 4, Doug.
Number 4 is my computer. I have written on PC, but I mean, like, my laptop too, whatever. Again, because most of what I do is on the internet, and there's the app and there's the video games. It's also how I watch a lot of like TV and things. Netflix, Plex, you know, whatever, all that, you know, again, that goes back to the internet too, right? But I mean, all of it, a lot of it's done on my computer to some degree. So,
yep. My number 4 is going to be a pair of comfortable shoes, whether that be my sneakers or my house shoes. I have weird feet. Not in a weird sense that they look weird or anything, but some sizes I wear 13, or some styles I wear 13, some wear 14, some it's a 13 wide. It's never universal for me, so it's very difficult for me to find a pair of shoes. So when I find a pair of shoes, I generally will buy 3 or 4 or 5 of them of the same ones and wear those shits out and keep the same pair because of the fact that I cannot just go into a store, buy a pair of Nikes, and have them universally fit. So my shoes that I have now are Adidas. And I'm really sad because it took me forever to find them. They're super comfy. They're slip-ons. They're awesome. But they stopped making that version. Now, Kev, the one that you're holding, mm-hmm. that's the fourth version of the shoe that I wear.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
That shoe right there is now too tight on my feet.
That's
so
a bummer.
I was wearing the first version of that shoe, and I bought like 5 pair of them over the course of the last like 3 years, and now they're discontinued. So, and thankfully they're pretty cheap, like the first version. So I can't wear them anymore. I can't find them. So now I went to like the Nike store and shit and trying to find a new pair. And I sat there for like an hour and I was just like, none of these fit correctly. None of these are too tight. They're too, you know, and if people probably would have made like a 13 and a half shoe, but nobody does, I'd probably be great. That's probably where I'm sitting at. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it sucks. So for daily life, a comfortable pair of shoes is essential to me, finding the right ones. So that's my number 4.
Especially you work on your feet. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kev, what's your number 4?
Kev?
My number 4 is I just discovered it just as the pandemic started. And now I feel like a pleb every time I don't have one. And it is a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like just getting a nice, in our case, warm shot of water in the morning. Really, really put some pep in your step. But it's nice because it's nice to save toilet paper. It's nice to have something where you just kind of, like I said, you get clean the natural way. I mean, sure, it uses water, but like I said, in this toilet paper pandemic we had last year, it was nice to have and not have to worry about, you know, a piece of paper on my bottle.
So that was 2 years ago.
Oh my God. This is lasting forever. This is the longest.
I mean, this is like kicked off like, you know, 2020. We're in 2022 now, bud.
Yeah. So all that. But yes, if you bidets are easier to own today. I mean, because all it is just the thing that goes over your toilet seat. I highly recommend it. Man, it feels so good on your butthole.
Or it replaces your seat.
Yeah, or it could replace your seat.
Because they have they have fancy ones that like have seat warmers, and they do.
That's what ours is.
And they do like crazy stuff like massage your booty hole.
That's ours too. Yeah, there's like a tongue. Like it's a weird like rubber tongue thing that goes right up there, and it does like you can set it to 4 different settings. So what? Oh, you guys didn't have that? Oh, it's the premium version. Use checkout code 8BitGeek and you get 10% more to your order. It's 10% more tongue. It's more girth to the tongue. Oh.
Jesus.
God. No. But
call the butt licker. Make sure you're nice and clean.
Excuse me. It's Swedish. Balicker.
And it's really neat because they do have a user setting. So you can have 4 different tongues for 4 different bums.
Just line them up. That's the FJ Cruiser version. That's the back seat. They have built-in bidets. See, that's why the FJ Cruiser is making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. All right, Doug, what's your number 3?
My number 3, man, y'all are using like practical items. Like, I mean, like all of these things I feel like I could live without, except for number 1. But like, y'all went with like comfy shoes, which again, it reminded me of, we were talking before we started recording the celebrity ones on, mm-hmm. was it Vanity or Variety or whoever the fuck does it?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jason Sudeikis had like a nice pair of comfortable shoes on his too. Oh. And it was like, oh yeah. I guess I could have. That makes sense. My cell phone is my number three. Again, because I live a very connected life through the internets and the things that, I don't know. It's such a good like little resource. I mean, for all the things that I said that I do like on my computer, I also do on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
My number three is going to be my Plex server. That is something that I cannot live without because it feeds me all of my TV shows. It acts as my DVR. It cuts out all of the ads and everything and just giving me my content. It's nicely organized, and I watch it every single day. It, I can't. There's no way. There's no way I could go a day without my Plex server. So, yeah, I'm looking at it right now and going, oh, what came out last night?
What's there to watch now?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my number three. Kev?
My number three is Jer's Plex. But it is, Plex is another good addition. Man, it is amazing. We, like I said, we go to sleep with that and wake up with that. It's just a good, it's a we great know program.
You run your fucking sex chain off of there. I get it.
Yeah, that's how we do it. My number three is guitar, just both. I mean, both like electric and acoustic, but just like, I need that output. I need to just play something and be creative, and it's nice to have guitar knowledge and everything like that because it's fun. I don't play as much as I should because I have no calluses anymore, but man, I enjoy it. It's just a nice escape, and I need music in my life, and having a guitar nearby is a huge help. Nice.
Totally forget that you guys like. Sometimes I forget that you guys both come from like musical backgrounds, mm-hmm. played in bands that ended up on MTV's Beach House. And then Doug was on like the first Road Rules and shit like that. So
Jesus Christ, not that old.
We've already established you're 42.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what's your number two, Doug?
Oh, I'm stretching. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's his number two.
He's stretching. Books. I read a lot. I think I read like 50 books last year, I think, by the end of the year. I think about like four so far this year. Now, granted, I think this year, no. I was going to say, I think that's like mostly graphic novels, but that's not true. I only have like one graphic novel completed. I'm reading right now. We can talk about this on Thursday, but I'm reading the, like the first, I wonder how many issues it is. Cause it's like 500 something pages. It's like the first 20 issues of Spider-Man from like 1963 or whatever,
Oh, nice.
Or whatever year that shit premiered. So it's like dealing with the original, like Sinister Six and stuff, dude. It's been fun. It's so cheesy and such a good way, you know. I don't know, it's so Peter Parker is actually really annoying in these, like more than normal, because he's kind of an arrogant asshole. Yeah. And really full of himself, which is really funny because when you think about Peter Parker and how he always kind of seems not meek, but you know what I mean, like kind of a nerdy kid. And then this one, he's like, oh man, if Flash Thompson knew who I was, I'd fucking kick his ass, you know, like, or whatever, you know, and it's just, I don't know, but it's been a lot of fun. But reading, I read so much. I have a very large collection of books in my house. So a good book or yeah, if I got like stranded on an island, I'd be like, oh, I hope that whatever ship I went down with was shipping books. So,
I couldn't see you surviving. I'd hate to meet the dog that didn't have books in his life.
He'd be probably really dumb.
Yeah.
Dumber.
That was your chance to fucking knock me down. I'd be you, Jer.
Oh, damn.
Oh man, you posted something the other day about reading a book, and I remember I was gonna be like, bitch, when you read, and I forget what it was about. It was like Peter Klein's posted, I guess, about his new book coming out or something, and I was like, when'd you fucking read any of his books?
How dare you? How dare you? You know I get at least a half a book in a year. I went hard for a couple of years there with a whole bunch of audiobooks, and then podcasts took over, and I still have a ton of books in my backlog that I still need to read. But yeah, I think I had 30 books in 1 year, and then last year I was home the entire time almost, so I got like one or two books in, and then this year I haven't done anything yet. So
yeah, I read like before I go to bed every night. Like even if last night when I was up till like 1 a.m., I still would lay down, and because I have like the Kindle app on my phone. Yeah, I read more Spider-Man, you know, so I was still reading before I went to bed. It was like, I need to go to sleep, but I got to know what happens to Spidey. Find the Green Goblin again.
The Green Goblin. The Green Gob. I don't know if you remember that character.
I don't.
We did that on this show a long time ago. Okay, so number two is going to be my phone. Because how could you not live without that thing? I pick it up as soon as I wake up in the morning, and it's the last thing I look at before I go to bed. And all day long I'd go ding 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 ding. And those are
what are you doing?
Ding 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 ding. What does the fox say?
You're just watching that video on your phone.
Yeah, it's on repeat all day.
Yeah. I was gonna say those are notifications from people contacting me, but that would be a lie.
Okay. Oh.
So the phone is very essential. I do everything from it. It's the PC in the pocket. Who would have thunk it? So that's my number two. Kev?
Word. My number two is very essential. It gets me out of my house, and it is a car. I need my car. It doesn't
get you out of the house.
Well, it gets me out of my neighborhood. How about that?
All right, perfect.
And then think about it, like, I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, probably up until my like early 20s, I walked everywhere, or I took like public transportation, because Chicago had like a really good public transportation system. And it took me until I realized, you know, when you move out into like a suburb, like it's just, you can't really walk many places. Like some places don't even have sidewalks, you know, and it's just like, man, so you kind of need a car to get everywhere. And like, if, you know, you're lazy like me, when you can go watch a movie across the street, I still sometimes drive literally across the street just so I don't have, like, I could park in the parking lot and then I could just like get home quicker rather than just walking a literal block.
You literally could walk to the theater and it'd take you about 2 minutes to walk there.
Yeah. About 3 minutes, 'cause it's uphill, or it's downhill going there and it's uphill coming back or something like that. I don't know. It's a weird hill. Either way, dude, it's super short. I have no excuse, but I still drive. So
sometimes not all the time outside.
Yeah. Sometimes it's cold outside. Sometimes you're just lazy, you know.
No,
but lately I've been walking to it because, you know, I need to. It's my only time that I go out now. So, okay. But yeah, cars are awesome.
All right, let's go to number one, Doug.
Coffee.
Oh yeah, I forgot. That's about
no
that.
Surprise.
I won't do it if there's not coffee.
You're just done.
Yeah,
like your day doesn't start at all.
Nope. Like even now, like I'm almost out of. I'm out of coffee, and I'm about done. I'm almost done. I'm ready to go. I need more coffee.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's no explanation that really is needed on that one, is there?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I need fucking coffee.
Yep.
text my wife real fast, see if she'll come and get me some more coffee.
Anyone who knows you are like, yep, that answer is expected. Yep. And then any coffee drinker is probably saying the same thing, I think. I coffee probably helps a lot of people.
My number one is going to be my PC. I play video games. I do Discord and porn and everything else that you can think of on the PC. It is essential to daily life. I had my graphics card go down and I couldn't do video games and I didn't have a second monitor. And I thought even that my life was like, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? It made me go inward and be like, do I really need this? And I almost had like a midlife crisis because I didn't have my video card.
Man.
So yeah, number one on my list. Kev?
Nice. My number one was already on your guys' list, and that's cell phone, man. Yeah, it's wild how dependent we've become upon technology, but it makes me think like back when, like in the 90s and stuff, when you would go out and you didn't have a cell phone, like what was life like, you know? Like it makes you think like when you didn't have a GPS in your pocket, like when you had to go somewhere and you had to print out directions from
MapQuest.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just like I've come to be so reliant upon my cell phone that I use it for basically everything. I mean, use it to buy things, use it to look things up. If you're in a place that you can't understand the language, I mean, you've got a translator right on your phone. I mean, we're really fortunate to have that technology. I mean, I guess it's a double-edged sword, but I would say it's cell phones are amazing, and I'm glad that we have this way of communicating with each other now checking on each other now with ease, I guess. You know, I don't know what the next step in as far as like communication goes, but like cell phones it's good to have that. So I love it. I use it for everything.
You know, I just checked out MapQuest.com. Pretty responsive.
Well, up. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty impressed with like their map. It's pretty speedy.
At this point, they have to have an app, right? Like, I would assume they would have like an Android or
I would too. So
unless they turn
so many ads though. What the fuck?
Oh yeah. I turned that off, but I'm seeing, yeah, the ad blocker shows like 51. Holy crap.
I'll take a screenshot and share this with you guys because it's like it's one ad, but it's on the page three times.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. Doug, I see you bundled up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, I guess there's four ads.
Never mind then.
Three of them are the same.
Don't go there. I didn't see all that because I have my ad blocker on.
Yeah. Smart man.
So
my ad blocker's on too.
Oh.
Is it though?
Hold on. No, yeah, yes, it is on.
You got to switch.
Oh, it's the location. I saw there's a little like pop up thing, but it was like because my location is turned off.
You gotta switch to the new hotness.
Why do you have access to this site? No, it's ad blocker's enabled. Okay, ad blocker's enabled. You were blocking ads. The fuck I am.
What ad blocker do you use?
Ad blocker? The Chrome extension.
You gotta get rid of that one. I believe that one now allows people to pay to get their ads served. I think that came out a couple of years ago where they were like planning on doing that. So now people pay ad blocker to let their ads go through. So now the best one is called uBlock Origin.
All right, let's go look. All right.
I just did it on MapQuest, and I'm using that one, and it's working fine for me. Okay. I got like 53 blocks on this site.
Maybe Doug really likes those ads, and he let them through.
Yeah, maybe Doug allowed them. He was like, one night he got real drunk, and he's just like, fuck it.
And they're all for
read.
Yeah, and he's just like, because he loves Back to the Future so much, Like, I want all Back to the Future ads, no matter
what. Back to the Future ads? A-okay.
All right, that's it for Top 5 Tuesday. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.